Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at HeroCardOnline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
Welcome to the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM radio. We got a new theme song there. I'm blessed to have Harley in the studio with me today. Harley, how are you, man?
I'm good. I'm my voice, feeling a little better. I don't know. I've never had this allergy stuff before. You get that?
I get it, but it hadn't been too bad for me so far this year, and that's knock on this plastic, whatever. Yeah. So
the wood
on my head. Yeah. No, but you're suffering, huh?
I just my voice went out.
Yeah. Well, my eyes itch, but I'm not sneezing or coughing. So, yeah. And some people are suffering bad.
This man's hair is always perfect, by the way.
Well, so. It's short. Harley, that's why I keep it that way. That when I got to comb it, we cut it. That's it. Well, I appreciate you being here, Harley. Thank you.
Sir.
I'm glad
all
of y'all that are tuning in now. I hope you've had a great week. This is the Hero Card Hour. I'm Lou McCoy, the host each week. And, again, just glad you're tuning in. So, Harley,
yes,
how's your year going so far?
Well, so far so good. I got sworn in as county commissioner.
Congratulations.
So I'm doing that, and I don't know the first thing about it, but I'm learning.
In your spare time.
In my spare time.
Yeah. Well, what made you, this isn't on topic, but what made you want to be on the county court?
I think everybody should be represented. Everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, there's too much special interest stuff in government from the top down. I'm not accusing anybody anywhere of anything, but it's just, I think the last presidential election was an indication that people want
something
to do things differently.
Yep, good.
Get back to our roots.
And have you served in that capacity before or in other public office?
Headwaters, groundwaters.
Okay, very board. Good. Yeah, and you enjoy that?
I do.
Good.
There's a lot of times people come in, and they need a variance for their water wells because in our county you got to have 5 acres to have a water well.
Okay.
And so somebody's kind of landlocked. They've got a piece of property. They got 3.5 acres. They don't quite conform, but you want to make sure your neighbors get what they need.
They need water. Absolutely. Right.
That kind
good.
Of thing.
That's interesting.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Have you lived here a while?
20-plus years.
That's 20-plus. Yeah. And where'd you come from?
All over.
Yeah.
I grew up in Fort Worth.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Okay. Which high school over there?
Haltom High.
Oh, Haltom. Absolutely. Know it well. I'm a Dallas boy. Went to Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
In Dallas. So
oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
We didn't play each other in football, but
I don't think so. Yeah. Maybe in basketball. Yeah. We traveled a little more for that. So
if we made it up into the
playoffs. Well, we never did that, so never mind. Never mind. Well, again, I appreciate you being in here. And I just before we came on the air, Harley was giving me a few tips for this hour, and I thought they were very wise. And you've been in this industry for a while.
40-plus years.
40-plus. So you've seen a few things.
It was, after you make about 20 years, it's too late to turn back. And I told my wife, I said, I probably should quit this now and go to law school or something.
There you go. Well, why not? It's not too late, Harley.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe too late now.
I don't know.
Is this guy your guest behind you over here?
He's carrying a gun. He's my guest if he wants in here. Yeah, this is in just a minute we're going to have Officer Juan Treviso on the air with us. And hi, Juan. How are you doing? We'll give you a mic in just a minute.
Glad you're here.
Thank you.
How are you? Good to see you.
Yeah,
good
glad you're here. Appreciate Juan taking time out. I've asked Juan. Juan is the... let's see, you've got two titles. Is his mic live here, Harley?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
So you are the community services officer.
Correct.
And then you're also the
public information officer. Correct.
Wearing two hats.
Yes, sir.
With the Kerrville Police Department.
And a gun. Two hats and a gun.
Two hats and a gun. That's what we noticed as he came in. Juan, have you had a good week?
Yes, kind of. Busy.
Busy week.
Busy. Yes, sir.
If you've got both those things going on that you
yes.
do for the police department, you are going to be busy.
Yes, and I'm getting ready for the Citizen Police Academy.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I got to get all those applications processed and got to do the backgrounds. And once they pass, I got to put a binder together with material all that good stuff. It's not police work, but you know, it's part
of the job.
Part of the job, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Now you've been in this position. This is recent for you, isn't it? Or
I started October of 2015.
Okay, so a couple years.
You're in a few months.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
So
it's just January.
Yes, the first year was all learning.
Okay,
you know, I had to constantly call Officer Paul Gonzalez because he did this for many years, so I had to call him and ask him, you know, questions, you know, how do I do this, how do I do that. So he helped me a lot. He's helped me a lot so far, and
he's a great guy.
Great guy.
He's a great guy. Absolutely. And he'd been in that position for a while.
Yes, 5 years, I believe.
5 years.
Four or 5 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he'd been in there 4 or 5, and you think you'll make it 4 or 5 in that position? Now that you've learned to put the binder together.
Hopefully. Hopefully. So, you know, if I behave.
If you behave. Well, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Yes,
we've had the Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association on the show.
Yes.
Tom Whiting, and of course that's a neat program that's like an 11-week course, something like that?
Well, the classroom course is actually 11 weeks,
okay.
But the whole portion is 13 weeks.
13 weeks,
yes.
Okay.
So the first day is orientation.
Okay.
And, you know, show you around the police department and read all the rules and regulations, you know. We do have rules. And so the second week is when the actual class starts.
Okay.
The last week is the graduation ceremony and, you know, dinner, stuff like that.
That's
and,
nice.
Present the certificates, and that's pretty
that's
much
good.
It.
That's good. Now, do you teach a class in that course or several?
I teach the Citizens on Patrol portion.
Okay.
Which is the very last class.
Okay.
And now that's, you know, the traffic enforcement volunteers. So we had somebody donate a golf cart recently.
That's what I
Sorry,
heard.
Golf cart.
Yeah.
With a T.
With a T.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I apologize. It's golf car. It's not golf cart.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, there's, so it's actually a golf car because you can drive it.
Bigger engine. Get it on the street. Well, street legal, I'm assuming.
No, it's not.
No.
But the salesperson clarified it for us, and he said that it's a car, not a cart.
Okay.
So.
And I'm assuming car comes with a bigger price tag. But somebody donated it, so.
It was donated. Mr. Joel Nutt was very generous.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he called one day and said, you know, because we had mentioned about the river trail in class.
Absolutely.
And it needs to be patrolled. And he was in the class a year ago. So he called me in November. I believe it was November. And, you know, he just called and said, you know, I remember you talking about the class, the river trail, but, you know, being able, we can help with patrolling the river trail. And he said, I would like to donate a golf car.
That's awesome.
So my next question was, okay, where can we pick it up? And he said, no, find one and I'll pay for it.
Oh, even better.
So, even better. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's awesome. Now, is that in service? Can I?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Okay. We just received it about a month ago, but of course there's a process. So you know, there's a class that needs to be taken, and it's state funded.
Okay.
And it's pretty much a course for your driver license for a golf cart. So there's a yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm chuckling because I play golf. Do you play golf?
No.
Well.
I've been to the driving range a couple times.
Okay, so, and I know you have young children, right? And
correct.
So you may get into that more. And my point of my story, not that I would ever do this at any golf course locally, but, you know, I take my kids out there, and they're 12, 13, and they can drive the golf cart.
Yes.
But we're going to take a course to learn to drive the golf car. Is that what you're telling me, right?
Pretty much, yes.
Must be a fee associated with that, right?
No, it's not. It's a state-funded
okay.
course. So it's, you know, some way, somehow, they get the funds from the state somehow.
It's great.
But, it's, you know, I was unaware of that until the more you start looking into stuff, you know, of course, if something ever happens, you know, they're certified to drive the
that's
golf cart and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You know?
I think there's parallel parking in that. I think there's a test for that like there was.
I don't know. It's a good question. Well, I'll find out.
So are y'all, are you outfitting this golf car in any certain way?
Yes, it has all the decals. With cool. It says Kerrville Citizen Police Academy Alumni Association.
Love it, yeah.
And so there, it has decals, okay. And it does have a yellow and blue light bar on top.
Nice.
So if there's ever emergencies, you know, flip it on and take off.
That's good. Yeah. Any idea what the speed on this little cougar is?
Maybe 10 or 15.
It's pretty good.
That's not bad. I mean, you don't want to do 30 on the river trail.
No, you don't. Now, will they pick me up if I'm out there jogging and I collapse? Will they
get
me?
I mean, you know, they're there to help us out, be extra eyes, and if they see somebody, you know, unconscious or something, they'll pick you up. They'll call us, and we'll call EMS.
They carry snacks and water, any of that stuff?
I'm having fun with y'all. So if your wife still wants you.
Well, I'm not going to answer that on the radio. Harley, I don't know about you, but that's awesome. So that area of your the CP, AAA, mm-hmm. right, the Police Academy Alumni Association, does that fall under your community service?
Yes.
Okay.
That does.
That's mm-hmm. good. All right. So what other things do you do in that role?
Well, I deal with the public. You know,
yep.
I give classes on different topics.
Okay.
From, you know, how to prevent burglaries, you know, in vehicles.
Okay.
The number one thing is lock your vehicle. That's
even here.
Number one.
Yep.
Yes, everywhere. No matter where.
Right.
Even your homes, you know, lock your windows, especially if you're not home. Lock your windows and front doors, back doors, stuff like that.
Just talking about some common sense things, yeah?
Well, absolutely. Yes, but, you know, we live in a small city.
We do.
And people feel comfortable. People move here from larger cities, so they feel comfortable, so they don't want to lock their doors.
Right.
And
that's why they moved here. They
thieves,
call,
correct. So, thieves yeah. know about this, and they, you know, they take advantage
they do.
Of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it makes sense. Well, you know, that's a regression. I moved from a large city, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, mm-hmm. and when you get here, you think you want a burglar system in your house, right? A burglar mm-hmm. alarm and a home security system, whatever mm-hmm. I'm trying to say. And I'm not a professional at this, Officer Teresa, so we're just winging it here. So, right, and then you lock your doors, mm-hmm. and because you've got that big city mentality. Right. And then you get here and it slowly eases back, right? You're like,
right.
Ah, I'll just leave the door open. Come on yeah. in, right? So,
yeah.
good.
Yes,
so you teach those in the schools and different
no,
associations? Or
mainly, you know, there's associations like different neighborhoods around
okay.
Kerrville.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of them have a center, you know, where they meet once a week for a coffee or something. You know, Wednesday mornings, things like that. So they'll call me and ask me to go give a class, a small class on some
sure.
you know, burglary prevention, things like that.
Very
so
good.
I do, you know. I have businesses also, smaller businesses that they call and ask me questions, things like that.
So that should keep you pretty busy.
It does.
I would think.
It
yeah,
does.
That's
it
good.
Does.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you enjoy that part of your job.
I do.
So you
do
very well at that.
My favorite part is I also go have lunch with elementary kids.
How fun.
I go... I started at one, and then I went to the second one, and word spread. So then I've been to all four now, and you know, when I walk in, the kids get really excited, and you know, they want little badge stickers, and
it's awesome.
Ask me a million questions, and usually the same questions over and over. Yeah,
it's all right.
But that's I really enjoy that.
That's fun.
Yes,
that is a lot of fun, and you know, I remember well. You probably do as well. I mean, there, I would like to find out here in a minute about why you chose law enforcement, but I remember the police officers and the firemen and EMTs being in our schools when we were growing up, and how there's something so important about the uniform, right?
Mm-hmm.
And getting
correct.
To know that the men and women who protect us are people, right?
Correct.
And
right.
and having fun with them, and also educating them on what you do. So
correct.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes,
so
sir.
So how long have you been here in Kerrville?
March will be 4 years.
Okay. Very
so,
good.
March 25th will be 4 years since I first stepped foot in Kerrville.
on Kerrville, maybe. I don't
yeah.
know.
yeah. In January of 2012. No, 13. 2013.
Okay.
Yes.
Very
so,
good.
So, sparked my interest and.
Where'd you come from?
El Paso area.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Yeah. Good. I grew up in a small town close to El Paso.
Okay.
So it's not really a town because it's not a – it's a community. It's not an actual official city.
Okay.
You know, it's I guess like Center Point where people live there, but it doesn't have a city council, gotcha. Things like that.
Gotcha. Yeah. What was the name of this little –
Fabens.
Fabens?
Fabens, Texas.
F-A-B-I-N-S?
B-E-N-S.
N-S. Okay. Very
yes.
good.
All Named right. after a railroad commissioner.
Of course.
Yes, sir.
There we go. Probably his railroad running through it then.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. That's what started the town.
Mm-hmm. So you're liking it here, though?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Good.
I enjoy the hunting.
Yeah.
You know, the fishing. I mean, walking on, you know, next to the river, things like
it's
that.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Right. Yes.
You like the fact it's 75 degrees on January 13th?
Yes.
Of course,
yes.
El Paso, I don't know, weather pattern would even be warmer there?
It's similar, but it's dry.
Okay.
And it's actually a little colder because it's higher, I guess.
Elevation.
I'm thinking because higher elevation.
Okay.
Or it's kind of part of the, there's a, the mountains there are kind of part of the Rockies.
Okay.
I mean, it's very, very small.
Right.
You know, but so the, I'm not sure what you call it, but the cold
winds,
fronts, things
yeah,
like that, they come down from Colorado and
okay.
up there.
Yeah.
So it gets pretty cold sometimes, you know, but
well,
it's a little different, yeah, you know, different weather.
Yeah. Well, I've never been. I've seen I'm really not at all familiar with El Paso. Mm-hmm. I think what's keeping me from that is that when I see the sign out here, it says, what, 576 miles, right? It's pretty good.
About 500.
500, mm-hmm. pretty
yeah,
good trek from here.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and but it looks beautiful. I've seen you a football fan?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think they used to play the Sun Bowl out there.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I've been to many of those.
Okay, so it shows up great. Mm-hmm. And, it's only 65 degrees here today. I'm being for. Oh, it's El Paso 65.
Oh, it's not bad. Not bad. Yeah.
I'd be all right.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to some Sun Bowls where it was pretty cold.
Yeah.
You
oh,
know,
yeah.
You
some
know,
snow on the ground, I think.
Snow,
yes,
yes,
I've seen that.
Yeah. I mean, it changes, but, it's not bad. It's not bad weather compared to, up north, you know.
Nice people, El Paso, by and large.
For the most part.
Most part. Mm-hmm. Like anywhere else, is that right?
Yes. You have your good and your bad.
That's the way it works.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
Absolutely. Well, so what made you go into law enforcement? Is that something you wanted to do at an early age?
Actually, I used to be in the medical field
okay.
before. I've always wanted to, you know, help people. So right out of high school, I went to school to be in the medical field, and I did that for about close to eight years.
Okay.
And halfway, you know, when I was in that career, halfway through, I was inspired to, you know, follow law enforcement. It just, when I was, you know, I went back to college and I just kept seeing signs, you know, help wanted, you know, hiring, you know, this and that, you know, here and there in different cities. And it just kept calling me. And,
well, it's, you know, you got to follow what you're called to do. That's
yes,
awesome.
Sir.
Well,
yes,
what were you thinking you were going to do in the medical profession? Or what did you
well,
do?
Well, I started off as a surgical tech.
Okay.
So I would work in the surgery rooms and help out, you know, with all that. And then my plan was to become a physician assistant.
Okay.
And, you know, but here I am.
You'd have been fine at that, but I see you very suited for what you're doing
well,
now.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can always do that later in life, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I can retire when I'm 50.
Yeah.
You know, doing this and still have a whole
still
life ahead
a
of me.
Young man.
Yes, sir.
In today's standards. That's
yes,
nothing.
Sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exciting. All right. So we're now joined in the studio. We've had a pass off of producers here. We got Big G in the studio. And you got wait, Big G, before you go on the air, you got to listen to this guy's voice. This is an amazing voice. So lay it on us, Big G.
Well, it's all my fault. Yeah. I was under the impression, and I don't know why. I mean, I know this log inside and out. I know what we play when. And I heard 3 o'clock this morning when I was asked to do this, and I was thinking 3 o'clock. And
well, you're forgiven. We had fun with
you.
Harley.
Thank
We're glad
you very
you're
much.
Here.
I'm glad to be
and you're
here.
Subbing in for Glenn,
well,
right? Or
and,
maybe.
And
or
I know Glenn got up early this morning, like a lot
yeah.
of us did. And he said something about 3 o'clock today, and that is what's planted in my head.
Sure.
And I just like I was sitting there, and it was like 2 o'clock. And I said, okay. I'm gonna leave here about 30 minutes, and I was like, I got a text, and it's like, you forget something. I was like, oh.
Well, it's no biggie. I'm just glad Officer Treviso showed
Absolutely.
Up early, and I figured if we could get the mics on, we could talk about something for a while.
We always
right?
appreciate having Juan
yeah.
in the studio.
Yeah,
thank you.
He's a great asset to the community,
without a doubt.
Yes.
Well, thank
he
you.
He wears the uniform proudly. Absolutely. Thank you. Well, I'm jealous. Absolutely. How far away are we from a break, Big G?
We've got about 5 minutes.
About 5 minutes. Okay, well, let's press on here. So, Juan, I'm going to ask if you can stay after the break at the bottom of the hour. You got a few more minutes on the other side of the break?
Yes, sir.
You're okay?
I'm okay.
I'm not keeping you.
Juan. I just have to call my supervisor real quick.
Do you?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, okay. He's smiling. Hey, I like your sense of humor. That's good. All right.
I have a sense of humor.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, and I know in your position you can't always show it, can you?
Correct.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, I'm always fascinated because I go to the high school games and see you guys working there. And you do that some, and then Officer Gonzalez does it. And two of the greatest guys you'd ever want to talk to. But in that environment, right, you got to keep it a little more
yes,
a little more stern.
Well,
and,
you do. And yeah. Especially with schools.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you have to be friendly enough with the students where they can come talk to you. But there's also that line that they have to know that they can't cross, you know, because, I mean, they just can't.
There's consequences.
So, right. And, you know, I try to teach them basic things. When they, a lot of kids, you know, like I said, elementary kids, when I go eat with them at lunch, a lot of them want to touch my belt.
Okay.
So I got to teach them, you know, you got to be careful, especially, you know, with my sidearm. You know, just you don't want to touch that. It's
don't even act like you're correct. Trying to touch that, right?
Yes, because I just tell them in a nice way. You know,
sure.
Just you got to be you, that way. They know, and that's the line that you have to, you know, draw. But they know.
Yeah.
You
know, well, so. They got to learn. That's why you're there.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, and you were talking about that line. It's just like being a parent.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
You got to be friendly, but there's also this line that. That you can't cross if you're
correct.
A kid, right? At
right.
least you hope, and so, or there ought to be a consequence.
Yes, so, yes, definitely.
That's good, exciting.
That's what life is.
It is a
yes, sir.
Series of choices.
You yes,
probably
sir.
Preach that message a little bit, I assume. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
Okay, so Big G, do you know if we're going to have the music that
yes,
that I'd
sir,
sit
it,
in?
It is in,
and that's a little Hank Williams Jr.
Hank
today
Jr.
coming up.
That's
so
right,
exactly. In a minute, we'll take a break.
Sure,
and Juan, I don't know if you ever listen to this show, but here, let me give you a quick background. So when I bought the Hero Card business, what used to be the Hometown Hero, it was suggested that radio might be a good platform to use to talk, and it is a great platform to talk about the business some, to talk a little bit about some of our business partners, but to do that for an hour. Be pretty, I don't know who tuned in for that, you know, to be the real diehards. And so we came up with this idea of having some interesting guests like yourself on here. And then also, if we ever got in a jam, we just have some good music. We just play the music for the next hour, you know. And
right.
That, because early on, you're like, I don't know if I can even talk for an hour, right? 50 minutes, whatever this time is. So I've been able to pull out music that I like each week and from... I haven't done any Led Zeppelin yet, but I've done, you know, some Bob Seger and some other stuff. And
right.
I'm just real eclectic in my music.
Right.
What about you? So are you a music fan?
I am.
Yeah?
I am.
What's your favorite genre of music?
You know, I guess depending on my stage in life, you know, I've gone through several genres. You
okay.
know, when I was younger, right, you know, 18 through about 24, I was listening to the... heavy stuff.
Were you?
You know, yes, that's when Disturbed came out. Kind of gives you a whole area. You know, that's when they came out with their first album.
You did say Disturbed.
Yes, sir.
Big G, you know Disturbed?
I've heard the name, never heard the music.
Okay. Okay, well, I've never heard the name, so
it's
heavy metal type?
Yes, you know, early 2000s.
Okay.
You know, hard rock. Then Linkin Park type,
okay,
you know,
know that.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
And then... that soon faded, you know, faded away, and then I really got into indie rock, alternative rock, you know, in my mid to late 20s, you know, kind of got into that. I still sometimes listen to alternative rock,
okay,
you know, and now, you know, I mainly listen to, you know, Christian music,
okay, very
so,
good.
So, you know, that's kind of what I'm listening to now. So, I, you know, there's
it's about time, Juan. No, I'm just teasing you.
So, no, you know, awesome. So sometimes I listen to, you know, I hear a song on the radio, and one of my old favorites, and I turn it up.
Good.
So,
good.
Yes, sir.
Your music changed your whole attitude. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Well,
definitely.
All right, when we come back, we're going to find out who your favorite Christian artist is at this time. We'll compare some notes there. So, Big G's telling us we're going to take a quick break. Actually, it'll be a little bit of a break for news and weather. And then we'll come back to the Hero Card Hour here on KERB 1230 AM Radio.
disowned a few others in me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my... If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I don't want to go. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I just as soon stay home.
All right, little Hank Williams Jr., just for you, Officer Treviso.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, you know, so you like that music, okay? That's not your favorite, but...
It's not my favorite. I respect it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's kind of the way I am.
Right.
You can find something good in almost anything, right?
Correct.
If you want to. And, you know, what I like about his music, of course, it's a legend.
Right.
Of his father and all that, but the words of country music are really what entertain me, right? If heaven's not a lot like Texas,
right,
I don't want to go, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. Good old Texas song. So, well, on the break, you and I were visiting just briefly about some of your music. You played a little bass before a little bit?
I tried.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't consider myself an expert, but I jammed out quite a bit. You know, for a few years.
Self-taught, or did you take two lessons?
Self-taught. Yes, self-taught.
It's good. Yes. It's not easy, is it?
It's not. It took me a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think Big G plays guitar, and he'd say, "Oh, it's easy. You can figure it out, right?" But anytime I got to use two hands doing different things, not a chance.
Oh yeah.
Right.
It's,
so
takes practice.
I applaud those guys.
Actually,
girls that can play.
There's a video of a brass band. A guy is sitting down, and he starts playing. I'm not sure what you call them, the ones that you push out, the brass instrument.
Trombone.
Yeah, okay. He started playing two trombones with his feet, and then, but of course somebody's
blowing it. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
And then,
and then
two trumpet players start blowing the trumpet, and he starts playing each trumpet with both different hands.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's pretty funny, actually. I'll show you the video.
Something that was passing, going around the station down there?
No. actually, one of the volunteers, he emails me, you know, funny stuff, and that was one of them.
Okay.
And
send it to me if you still have a...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That would take away my excuse for not being able to play the guitar, I guess, right?
That's right.
All right, so we've talked about your community service officer's position.
Correct.
Tell us about the public information officer's position.
So the public information portion, it's... you know, I'm the spokesperson for the police department. So,
Ben used to do that, I believe. Officer
yes.
Ben
Eubank.
Eubank, thank
yes.
you. Yes, okay.
He did this for a little less than a year.
Okay.
And so I speak with the media.
Press, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, if in the mornings I go to work and I have to post the reports that happened the day before. So I post them on the city's website, and you know, Harley, I reads those
right.
during the morning
the
show.
Absolutely.
And you know, there's no crime in Kerrville portion, you know, but he says it a lot better. so I do that, and then if the media has a question about one of the reports, I tell them what happened, you know, the facts of the case.
And you hold press conferences as well? Are you the spokesman for any kind of a statement that has to be made?
Yes, but when something big happens, usually the chief
will come out.
Come out, yes.
Right.
And then he'll say what he has to say, and then after that, of course, people have more questions. So they're referred to me.
Okay, very
and,
good.
And I speak with them, you know, in that way.
How do you like that part of your job? Because that's always interesting to be put on the spot to answer a question, kind of like I'm doing right now with you.
you know, years ago I was terrified of speaking, you know, in public or actually during a point in my life, I wouldn't say I was terrified of calling people on the phone, but I kind of was. You know, I was very, very shy. And this job has actually helped me, you know, kind of come out of my shell and
it's good
not be as bashful, I guess,
yeah.
You know, with things. And it can I wouldn't say get stressful, cause, you know, I'm not a very stressful
You're pretty
person
solid yep
and but it can sometimes it can be overwhelming.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure. Did you take any, did you do Toastmasters or any of those public speaking type things where you learn to talk, or you just kind of been training yourself as you go?
Experience. We get sent to a school.
Okay.
And the one, there's different ones, but the one I went to is in Huntsville.
Okay.
At Fort Sam Houston State.
You yes. bet.
And cool. They have a, you know, their criminal justice university. That's their main focus.
Okay.
And so there's a limit. It's called a building. That's called limit. Law enforcement. I forget what the other letters stand for. But they have different classes, and that's one of them. You know, how to public information officer school.
That's good.
So I got sent to that. And it's a requirement. You know, they teach you how to speak and, you know, all those different things. You know, what kind of colors to wear and all the good stuff.
Very good. Yeah. Very important.
But, yes, but, you know, honestly, a lot of that is, of course, cameras now are a lot better than they were 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
So, you know, in 10 years ago, you could wear a certain color and it would kind of bleed a little bit.
Kind of fade out. Right. Yeah, right.
Now it's not that big of an issue. Okay. You know, so... but it's a very good school.
Fascinating.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of training for being a police officer, not just in your role, but just to being on the streets. Are you on the streets some? Do you patrol the streets, or is that not on your plate right now?
I'm still a police officer, and if I see a violation or if one of my partners is in distress or needs backup, and I'm there, I'll help out.
Okay.
If I'm, you know, at a traffic stop, at a traffic light, sorry, and somebody runs a red light next to me, of course I'm going to have to take action, things like that.
Absolutely.
But that's not my main focus. My,
you've got some other
things
on your plate. Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So back to your the course that's about to come up, how many applicants do you typically get for the Citizens on Patrol?
Well, we have a capacity of 24.
24 people.
24 people. That's what our classroom can hold.
Okay.
It kind of ranges between... applications that I receive are between 20 to 28, maybe.
Okay.
This class actually is already full.
Fantastic.
And I've received 28 or 29 applications in total. So those extra ones, I'm going to have to call them and let them know that, you know, sorry, but there's all, you know, you'll be first in line
for the next one.
Yes.
And this class comes around every...
Twice a year. Yes.
Okay.
Once in the... I guess the spring, and another one in the fall.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, it is. It's an exciting class, and I've visited, like I said, with several people, and they've taken the course, and you learn a lot.
Yes, you learn a lot, and it's good to ask questions. You know, those questions that you've always wondered. It's good to write them down, and if you take the class, write them down, and then ask them when that specific subject is, you know,
that's good.
It's being taught.
Yeah.
So a lot of people really enjoy it.
It's awesome. All right, so I didn't write this down, mm-hmm. but I have a question. Let's talk about your sidearm.
Uh-huh.
So when you guys, you're probably required to train with that on once a year, twice a year,
we have
every
to qualify
week?
Twice a year.
Twice a year.
Yes.
And so when you go to practice,
mm-hmm.
personally, do you go over to the Olympic Sporting Range, or do y'all have your own facility? How does that work? Or is this something
we
just shake your head no if we can't talk about it?
I'm not sure. Well, we go to the range on Cypress Creek.
Yeah, Cypress Creek.
Yeah, that's where, as a department, that's where we qualify at.
Fun. So, okay. Oh, you do it right there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're a pretty good shot?
I think I'm okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's good. Yeah. And what's the sidearm that you carry?
40 caliber, okay. Glock 35.
Okay. Is that standard issue for the department, or do you get to choose that?
It's standard issue.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking questions because, you know, I'll be real honest with you. You know, we just all see you guys on the street and girls on the street, and most of us don't know really all the specifics.
I think about over 90%, well, I don't know exactly the number, but I would say maybe 90% of law enforcement agencies in Texas carry a 40 caliber.
Okay, very good.
So that's the most common caliber.
Okay.
Ever since FBI, you know, did that study years ago, and so... Here we are.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And do we have the cameras yet? I remember...
body cameras?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. I think we received them in October.
All right.
And they were issued out, and we've been using them since about November.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And with some success and some,
yes. Oh,
some
yes.
stories about that. Okay.
Oh, yes. You know, they're great.
They're great.
Very clear technology. Picture and everything. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Very good. So, the officer, does every officer receive the body camera? Or just
yes.
if you're on patrol, you take one
everybody,
out?
Everybody has it? Yes.
That's great.
Even I do. I'm not wearing it right now.
Oh, but you're not recording this.
I'm not
right
recording
now.
You.
Shoot.
No.
Okay. We could, yeah, right, right there, absolutely. Well, it's fascinating what you guys do. Anything that the community ought to be aware of that you can share that's going on right now that you might want to use this time to just make the public know about?
Phone scams.
Big right now.
Year round. Okay. They're huge. You know, we have a large retirement community.
Absolutely.
And your information's out there. Everybody's information is out there. You know, if it's on the internet, it's there forever. Okay. You know, I mean, anybody, you can pay companies to obtain other people's information. I mean,
goodness.
I can go online and anybody can go online and look for somebody. And sometimes you got to pay a fee and they'll give you that, you know, their information. So a lot of these, you know, people who make a living out of scamming people.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. They get your information and call you and give you a story. It's either, you know, they're the IRS and they're going to sue you for not paying taxes, or it's a relative either in a foreign country or even here in the United States saying that they're in jail. And
okay.
They say, my lawyer's right here next to me. So they, you know, give the phone to a quote-unquote lawyer.
I hadn't heard that one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And the lawyer will say, you know, he's been arrested. He or she's been arrested, and just give me a few thousand dollars, and it'll be off the record. You
just
know,
like
just,
that.
Yes, just send me the money to this place, and that's it, you know. That's actually pretty common.
Okay.
Let me see. Clearing, Publishers Clearing, or something like
that. Oh, really? Okay.
You know,
sweepstakes.
I mean, sweepstakes. Yes, a lot of it's people posing as somebody else. You know, and it's just better to be cautious and not trust anybody
yep.
that calls. You know,
good.
I mean, there's so many. Some of the things when people call and complain, you know, or just to let me know that there's this going on, I'm amazed at what they can.
What
come
you
up
hear?
With. Yes,
absolutely.
I mean, it's
pretty know, shocking.
It's pretty shocking.
It
and,
is.
We had this one lady one time, she received a call from, she thought it was us, the police department, and they asked her for donations. And she said, well, send me the envelope and I'll put money there and in the envelope and I'll send it. Well, she never received the envelope, so she called. She called asking us why we had not sent her the envelope.
Okay.
And she actually sent us. She actually sent us a check. So we gave her back the check and told her, no, we do not accept donations. And so if you ever receive a call saying that we're asking for donations, it is not true.
Okay.
We do not accept donations. You know, it's
directly to the police department.
Correct.
That's
correct.
Right. Okay.
It's just better to not, you know, give anything to anybody that's on their side of the phone unless you know them personally. If it's like your child or something, you know.
Yeah,
you have to be very careful.
You have to be careful. If you can, you want to get their information and call them back.
Right.
That way, and if they won't give you that, then you're not. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, there's plenty of places here in town where you can donate to, you can donate to.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
I mean, if you really want to donate, you know, there's plenty of places here.
Well, the citizens on
yes.
patrol will take your money and benefit the police, right?
Correct.
Glad to.
That and
filling some gaps for you.
Yes, and the Blue Santa.
And the Blue Santa.
You know,
yeah.
It's a large event.
A lot of fun.
Yes, sir.
It's good.
Yes, sir.
Well, I see, this is what always happens. This hour just goes really fast, and we've got just a few more minutes, but I need to use a little of that time, Officer Treviso, to talk a little hero card stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm putting you on the spot. Do you have a hero card?
I do not.
You
not
do not?
Yet.
Okay, well,
not yet.
Are you going to be at the games tonight at Tybee or somewhere else?
No, I have to take my son to a basketball practice.
Okay. Oh, is he playing Y ball?
Yes.
Exciting. Got a game Saturday? Tomorrow?
Yes.
Practice tonight, game tomorrow?
Yes,
good.
I'm not sure what time, but
okay.
He does.
That's fun.
Yes,
well,
sir.
I will find you. I will get you a hero card.
Okay.
And I want you to have that and so that you can save some money when you go out to eat and shopping and go to. You ever go to Gibson's?
I do.
All right. So you can use it at Gibson's and a whole bunch. We got hundreds of businesses that participate with
us. Sir.
So I'd love to, for you to have that. And I brought you this hero card.
Oh, cool.
Mug that's water. What's that called? Tumbler.
Uh-huh.
And I got. I have a red one and a blue one. I figured you might want the blue.
Well, blue is my favorite color.
Yeah. Well, I scratched it. I'm sorry. So I will get you. So what I'm going to do, I'll get you a blue tumbler with a hero card in it, okay?
Well, thank you.
So I will find you and get that to you.
Right.
And that's just our thanks for not only being on the show, but what you do for our community, you and the other officers. And we're grateful. You guys do a great job here. And,
thank you.
I'm very impressed. And I've told you that off the air before.
I just think
that... a pretty amazing place to live. So,
yes, sir.
Big weekend plans outside of basketball? You gonna watch some football?
Well, I actually have to take I'll be attending a crime prevention class this weekend.
Man never sleeps.
Here in town.
Okay.
The Texas Crime Prevention Association is having a conference at the at a local hotel.
Okay.
And so I have to, you know, take a class. It's a requirement for my position. So I have to take that class, and it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So,
all right,
I'll miss the Cowboys game.
Yeah, well, record it.
I'm not gonna have to.
Yeah, record it and see if you can just avoid. Or you're gonna know it's gonna be hard not to, if they win that. It's or lose that. That's gonna be hard for you not to know in this town.
Oh yeah, so I might have to, you know, skip that class for 3 hours.
Well, if your teacher's got any kind of.
If he's a Cowboy fan, I'm sure.
If he's a fan, I mean, that's come right. on, or pull your phone out. Well, yeah, I'm a big Cowboy fan.
Yes, sir,
obviously.
Me too. Especially being from the DFW area.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just kind of grew up with them. So,
yes, sir.
In fact, I bet my mom is listening. I know I have at least one listener each week. And so she's probably smiling right now. She went to the Cowboy games back when they were in the Cotton Bowl, when they were the Texans.
Okay.
So that's how far that goes for her.
A lot of people don't know that the Texans became the Chiefs.
I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
Okay.
Now, how cool would it be to have Cowboys Chiefs?
That would be pretty cool.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Or the Cowboys and Texans.
That'd be cool too. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, we got a bell. We got a Texan fan in the house. Big G, Texan fan.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. That's a good point.
It is.
I'm not thinking the Texans have much chance, but
it's
football.
It is. You never know. It's professional football. You never know.
You never know.
And it's in Houston.
Yeah.
This year the Super Bowl, so
yeah, how fun.
That will be very, very
get our tickets.
Cool.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, thanks again for being on. We're gonna take a quick break, let you get on about your day, call your supervisor, so let me come back in. We'll play a little more Hank Williams Jr. music here. We'll be right back to wrap up the show. This is the Hero Card Hour on KERV 1230 AM radio.
Thank you.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that's when I fall. Now I can't help myself at all. And I get about a ramming man, put a cold one in my hand, 'cause you know I love to hear those guitar sounds. But don't you play, I'm so lonesome I could cry, 'cause I'll get all balled up inside, and I'll get
All right, welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. We let you listen to the whole Hank Williams Jr. song there. We were actually still visiting with Officer Treviso, who our last tip of the day is, and we don't know, we think this is true, right? If you do the peace sign when you take a picture, is that right, Big G?
I saw a thing on the internet yesterday, and I talked about it on my show a little bit yesterday morning, and they say that it's not really a thing to be totally worried about, but they say that it could happen.
Grab your fingerprints. They grab your photograph
from a photograph.
Right? What will they think of next?
Well, that's why I say, and I mentioned it yesterday morning. If you're going to flash the peace sign, flash it at yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Show them your fingernails.
Show them the back of the hand.
There you go. The back of the hand. All right. We're going to just wrap up here real quick with a little hero card business. Again, people, and I think next week we'll really do a segment on why you should have a hero card. If you haven't figured that out already, we have hundreds of business partners that take the card and will give you a discount. We are constantly adding to that list. We're focusing heavily on Kerrville and Fredericksburg at this point. A couple of newest vendors here in Kerrville is 4T Trading Post. Ding, 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 ding. Yep, they're great. And go see them. They have great things for your yard and your home. They have a nice discount. Spend $50 and get a $10 gift certificate, which is very nice. Ding, ding, ding. Over in Fredericksburg, a couple of new businesses. Well, three that just this week. We have Your Floor and More, which is a flooring design center. Incredible. Probably the nicest design center in the Hill Country, possibly. It's just very large and very, very nice. And then we have The Inside Story, which handles almost anything for your home, including area rugs, and 25% off on area rugs on Wednesday, which is if you've ever purchased an area rug. I'm sure you have, Big G, right, your whole house? Now, I'm not talking about the ones on the side of the road, Big G. So, anyway, they're just great business partners. And, again, go to our website. If you're not sure, if you're not a website person or you're not a Facebook person, we do have the Hero Card Facebook page. Lots of information there. Feel free to call me. Call us. But you can just call me on my personal cell. If you got a phone, it's 830-370-6836, and I'll make sure you know where you can use your card and get your $25 back. So that's about it for this week. Next week we've got another great show coming up. I hope you'll tune in. And Big G, you got a big weekend. I know we're just banking on football, right? That's all we're doing?
Well, I think I'm going to head to Austin.
You're going to Austin.
I'm
okay.
Go hear a little live music.
Oh, good for you.
Yes, sir.
Good for you. Well, whatever you do, be safe. Have fun. Thanks for being in here today. And again, thanks for tuning in. This is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM.
Hank, let's talk about your daddy. Tell me how your mama loved that man.